Well, hello, Secret Keeper Girl. It's good to have you back, and with a special friend. You are going to just love your SKG Challenge destination today. We're headed to spend some time with the furry members of this planet. Don't you just love animals? I do. In fact, that reminds me of a great story I once heard when I was in Africa. There once was a vast African bush where the giant king of beasts, the lion, was known to prowl looking for lunch. But Lion was getting old, and it was said that he was getting bored of hunting. Though he was still quite good, he could catch not only the smallest of kudu, but also water bucks, wildebeest, zebra, giraffe, water buffalo, and even the very quick-witted hyena. One hyena went to him, hearing of his boredom, and suggested a way for him to never hunt again. Lion liked Hyena's plan and agreed that he indeed would never hunt again. Rumors of this went in every direction, even to the little tiny kudus. "Father, father, did you hear?" said Kudu Adana one day. "The lion is never going to hunt again. We can roam through the bush free at last." The father quickly said,
"The lion must still eat, and though he is never going to hunt again, he will still eat. Of this you can be sure. You must never go into the bush alone. Do you hear me, child?"
"Yes," said Kudu Adana. But the very next day, she wandered off. She saw some delicious-looking tall grass growing near a pool of cool water, and she just couldn't resist it. As she dipped her tender mouth into the water to drink, she heard a strange growling behind her. She looked to see Hyena licking his lips. "Hello, little one. I see you are alone," said Hyena. "You look just like what the lion ordered today. He asked for a tiny snack of kudu."
But the lion isn't hunting any longer," protested Adana.
"True," said Hyena. "I'm hunting for him. We came to an agreement."
"An agreement?" asked Adana.
"Yes, an agreement. I hunt for him, and he doesn't hunt me. The only condition is that I must bring him his feast without blemish. But right now, I must say, you are looking quite delicious. Now, what could I eat that Lion would not notice?" That was the last thing Adana heard. The hyena was nibbling on her ears and licking them clean before she knew what had happened. When the hyena brought Adana to the lion was immediately unhappy. "This young one has no ears," roared the lion.
"Really?" asked Hyena, sounding shocked.
"I hadn't noticed. I'm sure she was like that when I found her." Lion roared in anger.
"Bring me this kudu's father at once," he demanded.
Before long, Father Kudu arrived.
"Is this your daughter?" asked Lion.
Father Kudu looked down at his sweet Adana, lying lifelessly in front of Lion. Tears welled up in his heart, but he didn't let them slip out. With all the strength he could manage, he answered Lion,
"No, this is not my child. If it were my child, she would have had ears to hear me."
Secret Keeper Girl, you might not know it, but your parents are two of the best friends you'll ever have. Today, our scripture focus is 1 Corinthians 13:7a, which says, "Love always trusts." Now, I know you love your mom and dad, but do you trust them? Trust is a big part of love. How can you know if you trust them? Well, you'll know you trust them if you obey them. No matter how hard it seems sometimes, no matter how much you don't understand their perspective, a Secret Keeper Girl knows that true love trusts. Today, your SKG challenge is to spend some time talking to your mom and dad about trust, but I'm going to set the stage for you. You're going to interact with God's fuzzy, furry creatures while you interact with mom and dad.
Barla Girl has something to say about their dad, Vince, who happens to also be their manager, and some neat stuff to say about their mom, who homeschooled them. You won't want to miss what they have to say. So after you're nice and smelly from your romp with fur, check right back here.